Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Biden administration has announced plans to combat domestic extremist groups, which it calls a serious and growing national security threat. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports steps include an investigation by the U.S. intelligence community.
The administration says it will compile a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security on domestic violent extremism. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will develop policies and strategies that are based on facts and objective analysis.
The January 6th assault on the Capitol and the tragic deaths and destruction that occurred underscored what we have long known. The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat.
Federal authorities continue to monitor threats of potential violence from extremist groups after thousands of pro-Trump rioters breached the Capitol earlier this month. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Efforts are ramping up to get students back into classrooms while experts say coronavirus cases may be peaking. Roughly half of U.S. students are enrolled in districts that only offer remote learning. Others are learning virtually, part-time, in hybrid models. NPR's Amy Held reports.
President Biden says he wants most schools reopened by April. To that end, he's issued several executive actions, including for more personal protective equipment and testing for schools, and vaccines for teachers. But with doses still in short supply, Oregon Governor Kate Brown is facing a backlash for prioritizing 100,000 of the state's school workers ahead of the elderly.
If we were to vaccinate every Oregon senior first, the unfortunate and harsh reality is that many of our educators would not get vaccinated this school year.
Brown plans to get most of Oregon's kids back in school by next month, asking the elderly and people with pre-existing conditions to wait a few more weeks to get vaccinated. Amy Held, NPR News.
Exactly 1 year ago today, 11 million residents in the Chinese city of Wuhan went into lockdown. For the next 76 days, they were shut inside their homes to contain a coronavirus epidemic. NPR's Emily Fang has gone back to Wuhan to witness how things have changed.
Last year, it was a ghost town. There were no people on the streets. When people did venture outside, many still decided to wear full hazmat suits. But the last few days I was back in Wuhan, the commercial areas were full again. Traffic was back. People were eating out in restaurants. Of course, there are still restrictions. You have to wear face masks and you cannot gather in numbers of more than a dozen.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong has imposed a lockdown, its first. This is NPR. The National Football League's conference championship games will be played tomorrow to determine who will compete in the Super Bowl. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers face the Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin. The Buffalo Bills play the Chiefs in Kansas City. The stadiums will be mostly empty because of the pandemic, but Chuck Quernbach of member station WUWM reports health officials are still worried.
Medical experts in Missouri and Wisconsin have raised concerns about tightly packed gatherings in bars and other entertainment venues during playoff games last weekend. Green Bay Packers spokesperson Aaron Popke says health officials recommend staying home to watch.
But if you are choosing to take in the game in another way, you want to make sure you're following the proper guidelines and making the right decisions to do that and do it safely.
The local Tavern League says it's reminding all bar owners and patrons in Green Bay to practice distancing and make sure they have masks on. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
The Iditarod sled dog race has lost one of its biggest corporate sponsors after 49 years. ExxonMobil says it's severing ties after this year's race scheduled for March, citing economic concerns. The group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is claiming a victory and says it will now cancel an anti-Exxon ad campaign that was due to start next week. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.